Hi, my name is Vanessa, and I'm definitely an addict. First, I want to thank God for getting me to this this retreat. This is like different, nothing like where I come from. I hate bugs, and I'm like bugging out here, all the bugs and everything. But thank God for getting me here. I always like to read the speaker statement out the group book. Speaker. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which is the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. In areas where there is not abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and the 12 traditions, there is a possibility that a group inexperienced NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking in an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our act of addiction or war stories because we all know what it's like to use. We come to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. Whew. My name is Vanessa, and I am definitely an addict. First, I want to just invite God in, you know, and let his will be, not mine, you know. I was like, I'm like so honored, like, to be here, to participate in this retreat because, like, God is in charge. And when they told me what the topic was 2 weeks ago or, you know, gossip or concern, I'm like, do we got jokes, you know? Because I was like thinking about myself, how years ago, before I came into recovery, how I used to gossip all the time in acts of addiction. You know, like, first I want to qualify myself. Like, I used drugs over 23 years of my life. Before I picked up the drugs, I was lying, manipulating, and doing everything above. You know, finding ways and means to get more, you know, and I used to gossip. You know, I didn't care about nobody, what she was doing, and this, that, and the other. It was her, him, and I talked about everybody because I could never talk about myself. You know, I didn't want you to know what was going on with me because I knew deep down that how I was living wasn't right, but I had got so used to it that it became all right. And I didn't want nobody talking about me, but I was real quick to talk about you and what was going on in your house and who you were sleeping with or what you was doing and this, that, and the other, you know. And how I think about all of that, like recovery, how it comes into play for me. Like, thank God for the recovery process for me. Today, do I gossip? Yes, I still gossip sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because I like to gossip, you know? But I'm more concerned about someone. Like, I'm not going to, like, drag it out. I have a network of people, loving and caring people. And sometimes I can get caught up in what happened at this certain meeting. Could you believe he did this, such and such and such and such? But, like, when I call my sponsor and talk to her about it, she can help me and bring me back, like, so, Vanessa, what is your concern really about it? You know, are you going to be a part of the problem or a part of the solution? You know, because I'm a member of a home group, and I'm from Jersey, and now I've moved to Johnstown. I've been in Johnstown for, like, 2 years. And it's just different here. It's different. How they do things is different. The meetings are different. you know, but I have a program. I can't change nobody, but I'm an NA member when I say I am, you know. And just the other day, something happened in my home group, and it didn't sit well with me. And me being a member, I could speak on it. You know what I'm saying? I could address it. And did I address it at the right time? I believe so. You know, because, and I don't even have to talk about exactly what happened, but it was something that needed to be addressed. And I didn't gossip about it. You know, like, he was wrong, No. I know that I'm not perfect. Some of the newcomers, we learn from our experience, strength, and hope. You know, like, I can remember, like, when I first came into recovery, right, my sponsor told me to sit by the window and watch the seasons change. Watch the seasons change. Wow. You know. And that was like me putting on my seatbelt and listening to learn and learning to listen to some things because I didn't know a lot of stuff. You know, but I did know that I used drugs a long time. And how I got to Narcotics Anonymous, it was truly from the jails and the institution and my spiritual death. You know, like today, I work a program to the best of my ability. You know, I'm going through a lot. I'm always going through a lot, but it's okay. It's all right that I go through stuff, but whatever I go through, I can talk about me. You know, I can talk about me. I could even gossip about me. I could talk about myself, you know, but because I'm concerned about myself. I learned through making meetings how to get my help. I can come to a meeting. I could be going through something, and I could raise my hand and share where I'm at, and then I get a chain reaction of me too, because it's a me too program. Vanessa, you're not going through this by yourself. That happened to me, you know. Like, I work at a facility, and it's a giving. I'm always giving, giving, giving. And sometimes it's so draining. You know what I'm saying? I don't gossip about what goes on at my job. I'm there, and it's not just a job. It's just, it's such a rewarding for me. I'm concerned about my clients. I love them because I can remember when I was in a program. I can remember when I was in a program and didn't want to be there, and all the things that they go through, me too. So, like, I share my experience, strength, and hope with these ladies, like, just to let them know, like, if I can change, if I can stop using, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live, so can you. You know what I'm saying? But I do know that everybody's not on the same page. Everybody's don't, you know, every flower don't bloom at the same time, you know, but I show up to the best of my ability. The other night when I came home from work and I was going into my house, somebody had tried to break in my house, and I was devastated. I was devastated because, like, I did, somebody tried to break in my house. I couldn't believe it, you know, and I live alone. I'm 5.5 hours away from my family. And then I felt like instantly somebody was watching me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it didn't feel good. But I had to talk about it. I reached out to get the help that I needed because I didn't want to live in fear. I didn't want to go right into, you know, I can't leave my house. But I was so fearful because I was there by myself. And then it felt like I had, took a hit, because I started looking out the windows once I got in the house. You know, when I reached out for help, and somebody helped me get in my house, and then I was really fearful. And I thought the robbers was going to come back because they didn't get in. But I know for me, like, when I was using, and I was stealing and finding ways and means to get more, like a recovering addict said to me, the doors, the window block didn't stop me when I wanted to get in the house. I got in. And that made me be aware of, like, they might come back, you know. But then on the flip side, it was God protecting me. You know, I truly believe that God protected me because they couldn't get in. Because when I went to the front door, they had jammed the lock. I couldn't get in. My key bent. To the side window, they tried to pry the window open. And they took the garbage can and put it to the window to try to climb in my kitchen window. And they didn't get in. So, like, when I addressed it with my landlord, he said, so everything worked. You know what I'm saying? He said everything worked. They didn't get in. So I had to look at it like that. And I said, thank you, God, because it could have went different. I know it could have went different. And in my heart, I said, I didn't want to, like, pack my stuff up and move back to Jersey where I came from because I truly believe God brought me here for a reason. And he's working in my life, and he's doing some things for me. And I have to be concerned about my well-being. Like, yeah, that incident happened, but it's a whole lot of stuff happening in North New Jersey. I don't know if anybody here has ever been to North New Jersey, but that's where I'm from. I was born and raised in North New Jersey, and 2 years ago, I was gossiping in the house where I lived at. For real. You know what I'm saying? My honey had bought this house and rented out to his family members, and they opened up shop. They started selling drugs out the first floor. And I was powerless. I was hurt. I was like, had no understanding. Like, what is going on? Like, shut them down. But no, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Vanessa, about your problem? Because it was a huge problem for me living in an active house. You know, so I made a decision to relocate, and I relocated to Johnstown. And that's where I live. And I truly believe God brought me here for a reason. You know, so like, I work my program to the best of my ability. A lot of stuff going on. I lost a son in this process. My son's birthday will be Labor Day. September the 2nd is his birthday, and I always talk about my son because my son got an opportunity to see me get clean. When I got home, after being away for 2 years, my son got killed. He was 18. And I had no understanding, like, why God was doing this shit to me, you know. But where I'm at in my recovery and through that pain of me losing my son, no matter what, that was it for me. No matter what. I don't care what happens in my life that I'm not going to use. Nothing can make me use. I believe that in my heart. When I buried my son, right? That I would not use again. And I said, thank you, God. Because like they talk about in our literature, somebody has to die for one of us to live. And everybody's going to experience a death of a loved one. We're going to lose jobs. We're going to lose relationships. We're going to lose some things. But when this stuff happens to you, what are you going to do? Are you going to use, are you going to pick the phone up to call somebody and say, look, this has happened. I need some help. How can I get through this? You know? And like, I never thought that God would use me like this. You know, this is my experience of losing my son. I'm talking about how people, women, the kids were just getting shot up in Jersey. And when one lady called me, she said, Vanessa, I'm in the hospital. My son just got killed. I need to talk. I said, I'm here. A couple of months after that, Vanessa, my son, my daughter. I'm like, what's this? You know? But God, you never know how God is going to use you, what experience you're going to have that you're going to be here for the next person. This is a very painful experience for me, but I know that I have helped so many women and men that have lost their sons and their daughters. You know, certain things I will not gossip about. Certain things I'm not going to repeat. This program has taught me about anonymity and you know, having a private conversation with someone and like with me and my sponsor. I can remember like when I picked my first sponsor, me telling her something and I thought, because all women gossip, You know what I'm saying? I said, tell her everything. You got to tell your sponsor. You got to get gut level. Tell her some stuff that's going to help you. And I said, I don't know. Someone suggested to me, make up something and tell her to see if you hear it again. I said, I could do that. I was good at making up shit. You know, so I made up something and I said, told her, and I never heard it again. I never heard it again, and then that evidence was for me to have trust in this woman. And then I had diarrhea of the mouth. I would talk to her, and I'd call her every day. You know, like, I'm coming up, I'm getting ready to celebrate 12 years clean, right? And my sponsor is loving the camera, and I don't have no sponsor that's, you know, going to make me walk the line and all that crazy stuff. My sponsor is loving and caring, and she works the 12 and 12 and the concept, and she's active in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, she has a sponsor. She, you know, and, like, we do step work together. I'm real excited. There's a lot of stuff going on because I'm real excited. Monday, I'm leaving. I'm going to Jersey. And then from Jersey, I'm going to the world. And I've never been to the world convention. Never. Like, I can remember when it was in Hawaii, I had just came home, and they said, oh, we're going to have a world convention. I said, oh, I'm going to go. And I went and put my deposit, you know, deposit down at the travel agent. And then the girl said, one of my friends, she said, why don't you on parole? She said, I don't think your parole officer going to let you leave out of Jersey. Vanessa, you got to ask her before you just go. You know, so then I went and asked her. She said, no, ma'am, you cannot go. And I was disappointed. I lost the money, you know. And so that helped me with next time, before I make any travel arrangement, that I need, if I'm on parole, I need to check in with somebody, you know. So, and then it was another one. But this one is in Philly, and I'm in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And how about I'm taking my vacation, and I'm going to Newark to visit my kids. And I'm not gossiping about nobody in my family when I get there. I'm going to talk about them. But I ain't going to, everything is going to be out of concern. Everything is going to be out of concern, but I know I can't change my kids. I have a son that's 32 that's using. You know what I'm saying? I believe one day through this program, the trust in, I don't have to promote NA to my son. He already knows that his mother has changed. The past 12 years, she's been stealing. She's been with the same man. She, you know what I'm saying? She makes meetings. She's working. She's doing something different from all that other stuff that she used to do, you know? So, like, I'm real excited about that. I'm a grandmother. I have my two grandkids here with me. This program has given me a life that I could not imagine. The life that I'm living today, I've always wanted to be fully self-supporting, loving and caring. I'm still crazy. On any given day, I'm crazy as hell, but I am who I am. I do a lot of work on Vanessa. You know what I'm saying? When I make meetings, and I still make meetings on a regular. What's regular for me? Well, the meetings where I'm at, they're kind of crazy, but, like, look, it's still a meeting. You know, I try not to be judgmental. And when I first moved to Johnstown, I'm going to share this to close because I'm almost out of time. I don't want to run over. Okay. When I first moved to Johnstown, I used to gossip and talk about those meetings, you know, because they were different. They were different from Newark, New Jersey, and I thought, you know, New Jersey had the best recovery. But that was because that was where my recovery started. Everywhere I go, recovery is recovery. Recovery is, Vanessa, what you make it. I can go to a meeting. I had to get used to the meetings in Johnstown. You know what I'm saying? And they keep me clean. I keep coming. They say, keep coming. Thanks for sharing, Vanessa. You know what I'm saying? I share my experience, strength, and hope. I don't go to meetings and talk about other people. You know, I'll make a meeting. What is your problem? How can I help you? If you need my help, I'm here. You know, I don't chase nobody down. Talk about where they went after the meeting. You know, she went there. You ain't heard it from me. But I said, no, I don't do that anymore. You know, and thank God. You know, because you never know what another person is going through. You know, like, this program is awesome. I know that this program works when you work it. This program works when you don't work it. You know, like, my concern for others is, like, at an all-time high, because I can remember a time when I didn't care about nobody. Like, the evidence for me is my evidence. It's your evidence, too, but I'm talking about the big evidence is my evidence. How I've changed. How I'm concerned about other people. You know, how I would do for somebody. This lady saw me. I stopped at the stop sign. And she said, are you going to Prospect? And I said, well, where's Prospect? I still don't know all the jobs there. She said, it's up to here. I said, no, I wasn't sick of my feet hurt. I said, well, I'll give you a ride, you know. And she looked like she could have been my mom. You know what I'm saying? So she said, well, thank you. And she took me to Prospect, and then when I went over there, I said, well, I won't be coming back over here. You know what I'm saying? On this part of Johnstown, I had never went over there, and I was, like, really, really, you know, like, stepping on the gas, getting out of there, you know. So, like I said, all right, you know, but before, I wouldn't have did that. So what you said? Wait for the bus. You know what I'm saying? I said, wow, I had changed. But when I dropped her off, it was so rewarding because I helped her. You know, I love helping people today. My auntie would tell me, everybody just don't like your happy ass. You know? And I had to get with that. I said, everybody don't like me? I didn't say that. But for real, everybody don't like me. And it's okay. But I don't talk about them because they don't like me. I'll just say, keep coming. Because one day, to know me is to love me. To know me is to love me. You know, I know when I started getting better, things around me started getting better. I have three living kids that I show up for today, like my oldest son. And I always talk about my oldest son because my prayer is that one day he gets this thing. You know, I can remember after burying my son 9 years ago. This was like 2 years ago. Last year, thank you, I need help because I'll lose you. Last year, my oldest son got shot 9 times. He got shot 9 times, and I was devastated. And I just prayed, like, God, please don't let me bury another kid. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't talk about what he was doing, how he got shot. I didn't even want to hear the story. Because we all know what goes with using. Like I've learned, if the drugs don't kill you, the lifestyle will. So I knew when somebody shot him 9 times that they were trying to kill him. I knew that. But out of shadow of doubt, and like, I showed up for my son, and I just worked my program with him. And I prayed, I wanted him to stay up here with me. When I said, I don't even know how can I deal with this kid. When they brought him to me, he was wide open. I said, I'm not a nurse. I don't know how to do this. You know? And I went, fell on my knees, and I started praying. And God, see, God talks to me. God, my understanding. He said, you're a mother. Take care of your son. And that's what I did. I went in there, and I looked at the bandages, how the nurse had did it, and I did it, and he didn't have an infection. I took him to doctor's appointments up here in Johnstown. You know, he still has a bullet in his back that he walks around with, and I'm talking, I'm not gossiping about my son, I'm talking about him, right, out of concern, because one day he'll get this thing. One day, maybe. He doesn't know that he's an addict. And I tell him, you're an addict. After the medication, now he buys the medication. You are using. He don't believe that he's an addict. And I tell them, the apple don't fall far from the tree. You know? And after he got well, he healed, he said, Ma, I'm going back. And powerlessness to the third degree. And he got in the car, and somebody took him back to Jersey, and I just pray. I don't worry about what's going on. I just pray, because I know, when he didn't die that night, that God protected him. Just like he protected me when I was out there in active addiction. Like, and today my son don't even talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I really thought like that time we spent together, those 2 months, right? You know, and I was working my 9th step and making amends with him and doing this and doing that, making sure he was all right. I was being a mother to him. I really thought that would change him, because I had been praying for God to soften his heart. You know? It is what it is. See you later, Mom. You know, so like, I call him. He don't answer. He see my number. He don't answer. I can call his girlfriend on the phone, on her phone, and he's right there. So I don't worry about it. You know, I continue to pray. If my son gets shot again and he needs me, I'm going to be right there. You know? So, like, that's the change in me. So, like, I think I'm done. You know? Because this program works when you work it. You know, like, if anybody's new, I suggest you get a sponsor, get phone numbers, call people. So, like, if anything go on in your life and you feel like you're the only one, trust and believe there's somebody else here that's going through the same thing, or they have went through it, and you can get the help that you need. Thanks for letting me share.